Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. On I-235 South heading onto K-96, watch for sluggish traffic back to 37th Street. And there are construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The Jim Rome Show.
If Boston Red Sox ownership thinks that wacky Alex Cora is going to jumpstart their season, they are begging. The Red Sox are garbage on the field, and they're even worse off it, and Cora was not the problem. Congrats, John Henry. Your fans and your players deserve a hell of a lot better than you.
Jim Rome, afternoons at 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
Now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You like it? Thanks, Katie.
What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, listen to that Hawaiian music. It is Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday right here on KFH. And boy, is it a fun day. I always look forward to breaking out a Hawaiian shirt. And Jake will be back with us in just a second. But welcome back to KFH. This is Sports Daily. I'm Paul Savage. Max throwing the switches on the other side. And here is Jacob Albrock.
It is just a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, just rocking and rolling here. Everybody's having a good time, even though it's a little chilly outside. We're all having fun.
Yes.
Are you having fun learning that the NCAA tournament's expanding to 76? My guess is most people would say, no, they are not. Most people are unhappy about
I'm
this.
Not sure about that, Jacob. I'm not sure.
I'm reading the room, and I'm telling you, most people's immediate reaction, and there's some tongue-in-cheek with it, is college basketball's ruined. They're ruining it. We'll continue that discussion. We've got the Royals on a walk-off. Well, not walk-off, but an extra innings.
10 innings.
Win last night.
Correct.
We've got Tyron Stokes committing to KU finally. Trius Lotta, our KU insider, is going to join us to help us with that. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Have a brew with a view on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour on WBC East Patio, or grab a pizza outside shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. All right, Paul, you asked me what before the break. Let's reset that.
Please do.
Tournament.
Good.
Well, you asked who loses in this, right?
Okay. Well, here's
is that what you asked me?
Well, here's the thing. What is the downside? We'll get you, whatever the situation is, we'll get used to it. Now, you say that there won't be any excitement. I'm saying
That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
That's not what you mean.
I'm saying there's not really excitement right now for 68
all right.
over 64.
But here's
nobody really cares about.
Nobody cares.
I should rephrase
that's,
this.
Okay.
Let me rephrase
all right. this. Please rephrase.
I shouldn't say it as nobody cares about the first four.
Okay.
That's not true.
All right.
College basketball junkies enjoy it. The fans of those teams care a great deal.
Thank you. They do.
Right? They do.
They do.
The general public, though, when I see people make statements like, this is ruining college basketball, this will ruin college basketball, it's over, why are you doing this? Those are the people I'm talking about. The people that on Thursday, you set your watch to it, and you're just going to watch basketball all day. The vast majority of us, and the reason we love the NCAA tournament, because we get to fill out brackets, because you get to do all the fun things that come along with it. That's what I'm talking about. I don't think the experience is going to change for you if you fit into that 90% of America mold. I think if you're probably more like us, who watch gobs and gobs and gobs of college basketball,
right, gobs of
who it. Who every night we're watching it, I think this, I'm gonna reserve the right to see it because I'm not sure what it does for us. Mm-hmm. Does it water down the regular season, as some would say? I do not think it does at all. I think that is a fallacy in playoff expansion. I don't think expanding a college football playoff waters down our experience as fans. Let me say it that way. I have just as much intensity watching a college football game now in an 8-team playoff as I did when it was a 2-team playoff. I'm watching it because I love the teams that are playing. So I don't think it changed. I'm going to reserve the right on that because all it really means is that a team like Auburn gets in. Does a team like Auburn getting in change anything for you as a person that lives in Kansas and watches the Big 12? Not really. Did they earn it? Not as much as they used to have earned it. And that's just that's a fact now. And that's fine, right? That is an absolute stone cold fact that the teams that will make it into this did not earn it the same way as the teams that came before them. They will have worse resumes. By definition, they will, right? There's more teams in the field. And so, again, I'm okay with that because I think for those, and this is the reason they're doing it. It's very, very crystal clear why you do this. You do it because it's going to make more money. You do it because these schools now paying players and everything else, they need to generate the revenue to be able to do the things that they're trying to do. If Wichita State, Paul, is able to make it in this field, and I think Wichita State's the perfect school to use as an example here. If Wichita State makes it into this field, how much better for the program would that be than going to the NIT? And I mean better for the program in terms of resources, in terms of tickets sold, in terms of the kinds of players that they can bring in and potentially get at Wichita State. Mm-hmm. How much better is making this play-in tournament than making the NIT? Because I would tell you, significantly better. What would you say to that?
I would say that's exactly right. Although, if you were to say, would you rather have a bid to the NCAA as a play-in with 76 teams, or would you rather go to the NIT and know that you would win it, that you will win the NIT?
It's always fun. And yeah. I think that answer is so easy. You'd rather make the NCAA
tournament. I think that's right. There's something special about the tournament. There's something special about being the part, which is part of the reason, Jacob, why we're talking about expanding it for these other teams. Right. And that's why we're doing it. You see downside. I see no downside.
Paul, I don't see downside. Let me make this clear to everybody listening.
Okay. Good.
I don't think we need to do this. I would say if you gave me a vote on this, I would vote no. Okay. However, I don't see a downside. So I totally get it.
Okay.
I don't think there's much of a downside here. And that's why they're doing it, because there's just so little risk involved here.
Yeah, very little risk, and when you get right down to it, the money that would be involved getting these teams here, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's no downside financially on
there's
doing
not corporate partnerships. There's going to be a great host city somewhere.
It's going to be unbelievable.
The downside is the only downside potentially is that people stop watching the tournament in the numbers that they watch the tournament. That's the risk, if you want to call it risk.
I don't think that's much of a downside. I guess it could happen.
And I am very surprised today that we share a brain on this, but that's what I've been saying since this talk began. I don't believe that will come to pass. Mm-hmm. I think that people will consume 64 the same way they've always consumed 64. And I think this is just in the NCAA's eyes, and the reason you hear very smart people who are generally these conference commissioners are very smart and all these things is because it's icing on the cake here, mm-hmm. right? It's just icing on the cake. Nothing icing about the cake, the cake changed. The cake is the same.
Yep.
Now we just have icing on top.
Yeah.
Well, which is a couple added teams, a little more added, well, probably a lot more added revenue if we're being perfectly honest. A lot more added revenue. We're in a revenue crunch across college athletics. What if I told you this? What if you're a detractor and I told you the money earned through this could potentially help save the swim team?
I don't think you'll have anybody arguing with that, would you? I can't imagine
that's
anybody.
Sort of the reality. That's mm-hmm. that's kind of what we're dealing with.
Right.
These are the cash cow programs. The one of the great dangers across college athletics that we all, I think, recognize with NIL is the risk to the non-revenue sports, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And it's unavoidable. But what if, you know, this adds a little more money to the pool for the schools to be able to support the non-revenue sports?
That's right.
Because guess what? The basketball and football have always been keeping the non-revenue sports alive.
Yeah.
So maybe this little bit of extra money helps there.
Right.
Maybe it just ends up going to, you know, Tyron Stokes, but maybe it also can help the softball team.
Well, and that's the ideal situation, is that it does have, I mean, and when we talk about, you know, like at the University of Kansas, well, we get it. It's not that important. But you take 99% of the colleges in this country that play basketball, and there are a lot of them, these teams can use the help. It's not a moneymaker at, let's say, pick a Belmont. I imagine they're not getting rich on basketball there, or many of the other.
Oh,
you know,
sure they are. That's the only thing getting them rich at Belmont.
Well, okay, Belmont's not a good example, and they have been good lately. But okay, then let's just go back to our old buddy Prairie View A&M. They're not getting rich off of basketball at Prairie View A&M. And so if we use that as a reason, I think it's a darn good reason to say why we need to do this. But as we've been doing this for the last 30 minutes, Jacob, I've seen you come around. I've seen you mature. I've seen you grow up on this thing. I'm really pleased to see that you're able to understand some things are just good for a sport, and this is one of those things.
Paul, I can promise you I'm in the minority on this. And you are now too. Welcome to the minority, Paul. We're a couple of guys. It's 40 degrees outside. We're wearing Hawaiian shirts. Boy, on Wednesday yeah. morning. Maybe we are used to living in the minority.
Yeah, we're not that bright, but, are we, Jacob? That's the problem. I'm not that bright.
But I'm telling you, the vast majority of people hate this idea. For those people, I would say, let's all have a little patience. I don't think what we really truly love about March Madness will change all that much. When we come back, the Royals get a win last night. Tyron Stokes signs with KU. A lot of little things to get to. We've got Shreyas Lotta coming up later this hour as well. It's a fun Wednesday here on Sports Daily. Stick around.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.